And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good afternoon, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm standing across from my little brother.
Embarrassed as I am, your little brother, Jeff.
Well, nobody needs to know you're embarrassed or why you're embarrassed. We just, life rolls on.
Ugh. It was such a fabulous weekend, too. It was a great football weekend.
Yeah,
the Wildcats beat up on Iowa. Fantastic game. I got to go to Nashville with my lovely wife and watch the Steelers beat up on the Titans.
I got to hang out with your kids for a little while.
You guys had a great time. I heard the kids love Uncle Freddy.
Well, yeah, Uncle Freddy got them turtles.
Yeah, that was very, yes.
Or no, tortoises.
Tortoises. One is named Tiny and the other one's name is Spider-Man.
Yeah, I we went up to the house and they had an obstacle course set up for these tortoises, which involved hula hoops.
Yes.
And let's see, what else do they have out there? Little dishes.
Right.
And like a rake or something.
Right. And they took their shoes off so that when the tortoises crawled over their toes, it would tickle their toes and they would just giggle. So for those of you who don't know, I've got a 7-year-old and a 6-year-old. And they love Uncle Freddy now because he got them 2 tortoises.
Well, they also love me because I torment them mercilessly.
So anyhow, thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. We've got a great show for you today. It's not really what we'd planned on.
But it's okay. We have, you know, this show is about celebrating the great things in Tucson.
And the great people.
And actually, we got a threefer because we were only going to talk to one organization today.
Right.
And as luck would have it, we get to talk about 3 different things going on in Tucson.
That's right.
Over this weekend, next few months, and the weekend after.
Right. And the first thing we'd like to do is we'd like to thank our sponsors.
Yeah, our sponsors: Five Star Pest Control, Termite and Pest Control, a made to order, Barker Morrissey Contracting, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, Casa de la Luz Hospice, H&S Gardening, who is a new sponsor. Thank
right.
you, Ben Hawkins.
And Evelyn, his lovely
and
esposa.
Evelyn. Temco Air Environmental, the Tinderbox. We also have another fun new sponsor came on this morning, was Tucson Roller Derby.
Nice. And for those of you familiar with the Fred and Jeff Show, you'll remember past episodes with the Dirty Duchess.
Yeah, she was great.
And if you haven't heard it, you can go to fredandjeff.com.
And listen to the past archive. And that's another one of our sponsors. You know, we have a lot of friends. We work a lot of trades. So our good buddy George Jensen at Jensen Consulting put together the brand new Fred and Jeff Show website.
Right.
So if you go to fredandjeff.com, you get to see all sorts of fun things. And not only, I mean, the shows.
Here we go.
The shows are incredibly more accessible. The buttons are easier to figure out.
Right. And there's also a bunch of goofy pictures of Fred.
Fred and Jeff.
Oh, God, Fred.
So there's a banner across the top, and it rotates. We have a few dozen pictures.
Well, a few dozen. We used to have a few dozen, and then you rehabbed all of your pictures from first grade, and you started putting up there.
Okay, there's some really cool pictures at Fred and Jeff. Fred and Jeff.com.
Fred with the elephants.
Fred and the boys with the elephants.
Oh, goodness.
Fred riding his first bike ever and Jeff running alongside.
It's pretty amazing how red my hair was back then, wasn't it?
And that's a faded picture, too.
Yeah, amazing.
Fred in a catcher's outfit with the mask and the chest protector, and that was like circa 1969 equipment.
Oh, good Lord.
Fred with a full head of hair. God, that just brings back such memories.
Oh, I need some water after that comment. And then you had me with a straw under my nose, and I quickly took that one off the air.
No, that's still there. I put it back. See, this is the joy of this technology age. You take it off, I can put it right back on.
Folks with brothers, you know, when you got brothers and close siblings out there, you can understand that, you know, the torment that I've had most of my life.
Torment.
Being Fred's little brother. So torturous. So anyhow, thanks for tuning in for the Fred and Jeff Show. We got a great show for you today. We've got Coach Golombieski from the Arizona Wildcats is going to call in a little bit.
Big Mike from the Tinderbox. We're going to be talking roller derby.
Roller derby, and we're going to be talking the Tucson or the Reed Park Zoo.
Reed Park Zoo, yeah.
Yep, so tune in, or stay tuned in, Keep your eye on the road as you're out there driving around. And we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of the break, we'll talk all things Tucson. So we'll see you in a minute.
What are some of the simple ways five-star treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for house of light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A house of light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout Southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest. Located at 22nd and Craycroft, open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small, monthly shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest.
This is Lamont Hundley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area, and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Okay, welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. And I'd just like to have a little shout out to my friend Kirsten out there, who might be Tucson's lone Titan fan. Hello, Kirsten.
Jeff, you are so cruel.
I love Kirsten. And you know, the last two seasons, the Steelers have beat the Titans. And both times, I've tried to be real low-key about it. Because, of course, she's from Nashville, you know, and I'm not from Pittsburgh. I'm from Tucson. So, but this time around, oh, man. I said nothing, but after the during the break, she texted me, "Oh, you had to say something about my Titans, didn't you?" So I thought, well, you know.
Well, then she just invited the comment.
Exactly.
See,
exactly.
She could have just let it go.
Let it go.
But you know,
and then I wouldn't have said another word. But
so and what are the Titans so far this season?
1-1, I believe.
1-1.
Yeah, and the Steelers are 2-0.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got a guest holding on the phone. What are you procrastinating for?
I was gonna do. I was gonna jump in on the Bash the Titans bandwagon.
No, don't do that. Don't do that because we'll probably end up seeing him in later this year.
Well, I'm very excited about our guest because not only is he a Tucson legend,
icon.
Icon, that's right.
He's an icon.
He is.
He was also our government teacher.
He was our government teacher. And while I was on the council, I got some extra additional tutoring on the side from our government teacher. So welcome to the Fred and Jeff Show, Coach Leo Gombieski. Coach, how are you doing?
Good. You know, I'm texting while you're doing a radio show. That's kind of impairing you, isn't it?
No, Coach, it's not impairing me. Other things will impair me later, but that's not impairing me now. How are you doing?
True. Good. How are you all doing over there?
Good, good.
Well, we are always proud of the Arizona Ice Cats, and how is the season? Looks like it's shaping up this year.
Well, you know, we haven't played any games yet, as we.
I understand that. I'm just as an optimistic coach looking ahead.
Well, when you went to college, you needed to get ahead. You needed one, but It's gonna be. It's we don't know really what we have right now. We got 2 new goaltenders, 4 new defensemen, 5 new forwards that we hope will impact us to a positive sense. We begin practicing here at the arena tonight, and we'll have a solid 8 days of practice where we open up the season against ASU up in Oceanside, Tempe, Thursday the 30th and October 1st, the Friday, and. We're not sure what we have really yet because we haven't had much ice time because of things going on here at the center and that. But we're hoping that with some new goaltending and some added defensive and offensive help, we could have a good season. Our 30th year here at the arena, by the way.
That's amazing, Coach. Coach, where are you recruiting your kids from?
Well, this year we have kids from 12 different states, and so. They're from all over the place. So, like I say, we get interest, from Illinois to Connecticut. Got some California kids that play junior hockey in the Northeast. And one of our goaltenders is from Plano, Texas. He played juniors in the Northeast. In fact, he's Stephen Sisler's the great-grandson of George Sisler, the Hall of Fame baseball player from days gone by. And so, like I say, we've got some baseball connections, too, with Brady Lefferts, of course, the son of Craig Lefferts, who used to play at the U of A.
Yeah, he did. He was a great, great, great player for the U of A.
Yeah, and Lefty was quite a pitcher.
Absolutely, and Dad had a pretty good major league career as well.
Yep.
So, that's great, Coach. How you guys still packing them in down there at the TCC?
Well, we still, draw a lot of fans, obviously. Arizona State is always a highlight of the years. The 4 games we play here, we have. Hanging from the rafters to see us play.
And sure.
This year we have 8 weekends, 16 home games. We open up November 5th and 6th against Weber State here, 3 weekends in November, ASU the 10th and 11th of December. Then we come back for 3 weekends in January, and we finish up the 25th and 26th of February against ASU here at the arena. So we have 16 home games and 13 away games this year.
So, Coach, folks that are newer to Tucson who haven't had the pleasure of seeing the Ice Cats play, give us an idea of what, there's the Pac-10 for the baseball, football, basketball. What kind of a division is it that the Ice Cats play in?
Well, we're in the American Collegiate Hockey Association. There's 63 D1 teams in the ACHA. And the 2 best teams, strongest teams in the Pac-10 are Arizona State and ourselves. The West Coast teams have clubs also, but they usually don't play, want to play us or Arizona State for whatever reason. And we go out on the road. Like I said, our first 7 games are on the road. And so we're not in a conference per se. We're just independent in the ACHA.
And so how do you put your schedule together?
Very difficultly.
Yeah.
It's really tough. Scheduling is probably one of the hardest things because of, it costs so much money to travel, all that sort of idea. So it makes it tough. We got Weber State, Colorado State coming in, Adrian College, which is D1 champs a couple of years ago out of Michigan, Minot State from North Dakota is coming in, ASU, of course. NAU, we're going to play in January here at the arena, and UNLV comes in November, and we play them home and home this year. So, like I say, it's scheduling is always difficult. We go to the Ohio ACHA Showcase 8th through the 10th of October, you know, fly out to Pittsburgh and then bus to Youngstown and play three games in 3 days there and then back home. And so it's scheduling is always a nightmare because of the costs of us to go out and other people to come in.
Right. And, you know, when we introduced you on the show, we referred you as a Tucson icon. And so a lot of folks that don't know who you are, you know, Fred and I like to remind people that you were our government teacher at Sal Point.
Much and, to your chagrin.
Right. And, you know, you taught us how to play broom ball back in the days of the Iceland Bowl. But you had quite a career as an NHL player, didn't you?
Well, we played, we had two cups of coffee with the St. Louis Blues organization, which for an American hockey player 100 years ago was pretty cool.
Sure.
You know, we played college hockey at Benedictine University in Illinois, and learned a lot of hockey from, you know, Scotty Bowman as a coach, and he helped me a great deal because I met him when I was just 18 and kind of a protege of his, and of course, he won 9 cups on his own, and of course, he was instrumental in helping the Blackhawks win a cup, you know, this past season. And as a goaltender, I was taught by Glenn Hall, who was a Hall of Fame NHL goaltender, and had a chance to hook up with Glenn this past summer in Chicago. And so it's neat to see the guys that you know, influenced you so much all these years. And but to be from the Chicago area, American-born hockey player, to have had a chance to be taught by such great serious legends of the game, it's just been quite an honor.
And now, what were you doing when you were 18 that you met Scotty Bowman?
There was a camp up in New Brunswick, Canada, that Glenn Hall told me about, so we went up over to, in fact, the first time I ever flew was to Toronto and then to Montreal and then St. John, New Brunswick, and bussed over to there and were there for a couple of weeks and had a chance to meet him. And he was only in his second year coaching with St. Louis. He was a young guy. I think he was 43, and I was 18. So obviously, you know, we're both, you know, as old as dirt now. But you know, so you know that we struck up a great friendship, and you know, I credit much of my success with his tutelage and from the NHL people that taught me, and then we came out here to start a hockey program in the desert with American-born hockey players. In fact, we're writing a book called Ice Hockey in the Desert, What the Hell Was I Thinking?
And all right, tell us a little bit about that. What's that? Tell us, what's that all about?
Well, Alan Petrillo is authoring it, and it's a story of how, as Don Rickles has written in the, what will be the foreword in the book, is only a Polak from Chicago, an ex-goalie, would come out to the desert to start a hockey team. And so, you know, it's a story of how you know, had this crazy dream of coming out here and doing this. You know, I love Tucson back from when I first came out here in the early 70s and finally moved out in 79 with my wife, Paula, to start the Ice Cat program. You know, we coined the term Ice Cat, as a matter of fact. You know, I was back in the Sal Point era. As you know, I taught there from 79 to 85. And, you know, back in those days, as you remember, it was basket cats, foot cats, whatever. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
Gym cats, whatever. And so we figured, hey, ice cats, you know. And so
it stuck.
It certainly stuck. So, but like I say, we're hoping we'll have that out within 6 months or so. And it's a story of... Well, this blue-collar kid from Chicago comes out and gets involved in a Canadian sport, though American, and spend his whole life coaching that game. And, of course, I coached 18 years of baseball down through the years, so I've always said baseball is my passion, hockey is my job. But we would hope it would be a good read, and we're working on it and the interviews that he's done and stuff, and so it should be good.
Well, and you've made a huge impact on a lot of young men's lives over the last, you know, 30 years whether it's, you know, what you did at South Point, you know, teaching Fred and I about the fine art of government, to all these kids that you've coached and other kids that have just gotten lucky enough to be around you as you're out there teaching kids what it is, what life is all about. So we really appreciate you and your contributions to our community.
Well, we've had a chance to leave here quite a few times to do other stuff in the hockey thing, and Paul and I really love Tucson. We've been married to 33 years come October, and I'm glad she lets me come home at night. So, you know, so like I say, 39 years of coaching hockey, 18 seasons of baseball, years in a classroom here and in Illinois. We hope that for the most part, you know, we've done as best we could, obviously hoping that made more good influences and bad influences
sure.
on people.
Coach, last question. Boil it down to me one thing. If you had the opportunity to take a kid aside and share one G-ism with him, one coach philosophy with him, what would it be?
If you play a sport, go ahead.
If you play a sport, go ahead.
If you play a sport, go ahead.
And what does that mean?
Probably the biggest thing is, whatever you attempt, give it your best. That's the whole key. Live life to the fullest. Don't be reckless. But follow the dream. Like I say, a famous disc jockey would say, I think you reach for the sky, but you keep your feet on the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hard work is key. Dedication is key, but always go out there and give 100%. And I lost my best friend in a car accident way back when I was 18. And I think when you're 18 and you realize that at 18 that you're mortal, I think that will give you an impetus to believe that you give your best all the time because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. Respect your parents and give your best don't cheat the game.
Right.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you calling. I know that you have a practice tonight and really appreciate you taking this time out and talking to us.
I appreciate your interest in us and you two chicken thieves, behave yourselves.
Thanks, Coach.
We can't do that. Sorry.
Yeah, and we'd like to have you again back on the show, you know, during the season to talk about how the Cats are doing.
We'd be more than honored.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, that's Coach Leo Gombieski in the Arizona Ice Cats, and we appreciate his time and encourage all sorts of folks to go out and watch the Ice Cats play.
Absolutely.
Over at the Madhouse on Main Street, which is the Tucson Convention Center. And speaking of the Tucson Convention Center, my dear brother Jeff.
Yes.
This weekend, Tucson Roller Derby is kicking off their eighth season.
Eighth season?
Eight seasons, man.
I can't believe it's been 8 years.
These girls are wonderful. And actually, this is history in the making because it is the first state intrastate conference, so they're gonna be playing teams from other places around the state and kicking butt before
Hence,
they
intrastate.
That's what that means. So they're playing this weekend at TCC. We're gonna talk about them a little bit on the other side of the break. But before we head into
the news,
we have two tickets to the Tucson Roller Derby. Season 8 opener this weekend, September 25th. Doors open at 5 p.m. And first caller at 529-3508 scores two tickets to the Tucson Roller Derby opening bout this Saturday, the 25th. And we'll see you guys on the other side of the news.
Pasando días con el nacimiento, de aquí te miro, doy un suspiro, es mi deseo.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. President Obama is praising Larry Summers for his brilliance and wise counsel. The White House has announced Summers will leave his post as the president's top economic advisor at the end of the year. CNN contributor Gloria Borger says White House jobs are stressful.
These jobs are burnout jobs, particularly given the last 2 years. You could measure a year in the White House in dog years, particularly if you're in the economic team. So it's not a surprise that Larry Summers is leaving.
A White House official says Summers stayed a year longer than planned. Senate Republicans have blocked consideration of a defense spending bill that contains a repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president hasn't given up on the issue. issue. Charges of misappropriation of funds have been filed against eight current and former city officials in Bell, California. The L.A. District Attorney says they use taxpayer money like their own piggy bank. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car, explain things in a way you'll understand, and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair. Come to Midas and see the difference Total customer care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
If you have difficulty hearing in noisy situations, you may qualify for an important hearing technology study. If you qualify, you'll be asked to experience and evaluate a revolutionary new product from Beltone. It's the smallest and lightest of its kind and delivers exceptional performance. It's also virtually invisible. This study is free of charge and you're under no obligation to buy. Now you can hear better and look your best. To learn more about how you can participate in this free study, call 1-800-BELL-TONE. That's 1-800-BELTONE.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car, explain things in a way you'll understand, and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair. Come to Midas and see the difference Total customer care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
And that little montage of the cigar litation ceremony means it's time for it's time for the...
Did you make that word up?
No, I stole it. I stole that word.
Litation.
It means it's time to chat with Big Mike from the Tinderbox. Hey, Big Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm swell. How are you?
Good, good.
Enjoying the last bits of rain?
Yeah, and more coming tomorrow, I heard.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Don't wash your car.
Well, or unless you want it to rain, then you wash your car.
We'll keep our buddies at the car washes nice and happy.
Yeah.
So, Big Mike, what is the cigar of the week?
This week we've got a cigar made by CAO. It's the MX2, the double Maduro. And the way it's constructed, it's got a Connecticut broadleaf Maduro wrapper. And it also has a Brazilian Maduro binder, a la the double Maduro, the two M's. And the filler, it's interesting because the filler constitutes four different countries. It's got filler from the Dominican, Honduras, Peru, and Nicaragua. So this cigar, when you look at it, is manufactured with tobacco from six different countries. It's kind of neat.
That's very rare, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. It's very unusual. Usually, you'll have three countries, sometimes four, sometimes all one on a puro. But it's rare to have a cigar made from six different countries. And it's the binder, kind of the Brazilian Maduro binder, keeps it on the spicy side, but the Dominican tobacco and the filler kind of keeps it on the sweet side. And it comes in six different sizes, and it's a $6 to $8 cigar. And as usual, it's buy three get one free.
Now, the MX2, if I remember correctly, it's been a while since I've had one of those, but it tends to be more on the bold side, doesn't it?
I'm gonna rate it a medium plus, because they even CAOs come out with other cigars since the MX2 that are even bolder in flavor. So I'm going to rate it a medium plus on this one. But it's sweet and spicy, which is kind of good. I don't want people to get turned off by double Maduro, because Maduro doesn't always mean it's stronger.
Right.
A lot of times when they ferment the tobacco to make it a Maduro, it tends to be on the sweeter side.
Yeah, it makes it nice and oily and tasty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I stopped eating sugar products, and the Maduros have become more and more attractive to me, because you get a nice oily rich wrapper. And it's almost like you're enjoying a nice piece of dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So you're getting your sugar from cigars now, huh? Interesting.
Fred's dropped some weight. How many pounds are you down now, Fred?
A couple. At least two.
At least 40. You've taken those Lamont Hunley, Fred and Jeff fitness minutes in, you've taken those to heart, haven't you?
Yeah, yes, I have, actually. And I wasn't going to tell Lamont, but I was going to go down and sneak away with one of those heart monitors.
Yeah, well, I'm sure with the with what you've been up to, he'd be happy to take care of you.
So, Mike, I mean, we're what, about a month away from the big show back in August?
What is the big show, Fred?
Well, the Tobacco Retailers Convention.
Yeah, the annual trade show for the industry.
And I know that some of the products are starting to filter into the store. What can we expect when we come to see you down at the Tinderbox?
Oh, lots of surprises between now and Christmas. They'll be slowly trickling in, and I'm going to keep some of them a surprise for people. But we're going to have some other new cigars from CAO. Last week we had a new cigar from H. Upman, which I highlighted, which was a cigar that I purchased along with Mark at the show in New Orleans, and we'll have some new ones coming down the road.
Mike, remind us what that cigar was last week.
That was H. Upman Sun Grown.
Wow.
See,
fantastic.
Fred's all over it.
Fantastic. Oh, those of you, our listeners, that didn't hear the show last week with Bob Webb from...
well, just talking about Arizona wine.
Exactly, Arizona wineries. When we were drinking some of those Arizona Reds with that Sun Grown cigar, it was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it was a great cigar, and I still have quite a few left, so people want to stop by and just try it out.
Well, I know a couple boxes walked out the door that night.
Yeah. I bought a box himself, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was good smoke. Mike, where are you at? Tell us where you're at.
We are at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, and the phone number is 747-4807.
Great, and that is the CAO MX2 Buy 3, Get 1 Free. It's the Fred and Jeff Cigar of the Week, and Big Mike, thanks again for being on the show.
Gentlemen, have a great evening.
You too, bud.
Great, we'll see everybody else on the other side of the break.
Maybe we... There we go. We fooled you there, didn't we?
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
There is a nexus point between the known and the unknown. A center of gravity where mystery collides with truth and enigmas lie exposed to those with the eyes to see. That point is called Gnosis, and it exists here every Saturday afternoon. Your hosts, the Baron and the Johnson, will serve to guide you by placing your feet upon facts between the fictions, making manifest that which others seek to hide. It's Gnosis. Discover it every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4, if you dare.
Fred, they can already hear us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's sing anyways.
The Baron, who's running the board, he freaked me out there. What was that? Saturday, what time, Baron?
3 to 4.
My gosh.
Sound like Bela Lugosi.
I know. I was a little nervous. Hey, can I, you mind if I play a promo for my show? Heck no. Go ahead. Please listen to my show. I will suck your blood. Wow.
Well, this is not Gnosis. This is the Fred and Jeff Show.
Wow, thank goodness.
And this is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff. And you can join us on our electronic companion, which is fredandjeff.com.
Right.
Where we will not be...
we won't be freaking you out. Wow. Okay. You owe us for that. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and I hope you're driving home safe today. Hope there's not too much gridlock out there for you. You've got a good place to go. What do you give me that look?
No,
for?
I'm just, you know, this is a very fun show. It's very eclectic. We've talked to Leo Gombieski from the Arizona Ice Cats.
Yes, sir.
Talking about Tucson Roller Derby, and we're going to have another set of tickets to give away.
Oh, yeah, so stay tuned.
Towards the end of the show.
Absolutely.
We get to talk about cigars, obviously, and Feast for the Beast.
Zusan. This is a fantastic event. Fantastic.
Supports the Reed Park Zoo.
That's right.
One of the most, I think nationally recognized small zoos in the world.
Nationally recognized.
In the world.
In the world, Fred. And I'll tell you what, if you've got kids, if you were a kid, if you still feel like a kid, the zoo is the place to be. It's outstanding.
They have daily, I think it's daily, you get to feed the giraffes. Is it daily?
Fred, do we have a guest, Fred?
Yeah, we do. It's your guest. I'm just making up stuff. Well, we're sitting here, goofing off.
Fred, introduce our guest, please.
I don't know. Okay, guest, identify yourself. No, this is Jessica from Zusan. Hey, Jessica, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. During the break, I noticed that our call screener, the Baron, was sort of trying to calm you down.
Yeah, you sounded a little nervous about what was going to happen, and then he threw that promo in for a show. We thought you might hang up.
No.
So
don't worry about it. I work with kids, so I'm used to anybody, throwing everything off.
All right. So Jessica, tell us what you do.
What I do personally or what I'm doing for the zoo?
What are you doing for the zoo? We can get into what you do personally later.
I am going to be helping out with the Zusan event. I've been helping out for the last 3 years. It's a great, fun zoo event. I'll be selling raffle tickets. We'll be having a little bit of gambling going on. People can put down $1, $5, and spin the wheel on an animal and maybe win some toys for their kids.
That's great.
Yeah, it's just going to be a fun event. There's about 50 restaurants.
Okay, so Jessica, let's start at the beginning. Yes. ZooSan is a big event, supports the zoo here in Tucson.
Yes.
It's a week from Friday, right? Or is it, what's the date?
Saturday, October 2nd.
Saturday, October 2nd. Starts at 6 p.m. at the zoo.
At the zoo.
And when you walk through the gates of the zoo, what do you see?
You are going to see auction items set up on the lawn, so things that you can come and bid on. There's tools, gift baskets for kids, gift certificates to restaurants. We'll have
some fabulous art.
On, some fabulous artwork, tons of things, yes.
You also have a live auction?
We have a live auction towards the end of the night, and there's some fabulous items for them, some gift certificates to restaurants, some gas cards, some trips available, lots of good stuff.
Okay, so that's how we make our money. But
yes,
let's talk about when people go into ZooSan. Let's talk about the restaurants.
The experience.
Let's talk about the experience of ZooSan. Now, I've been to ZooSan probably four or five times. I know Fred's been a couple times.
More than a couple times.
More than a couple times, yeah. And you usually get a lineup of restaurants that come out to ZooSan that show off what they can do. And it is fantastic. Tell us about that.
All the restaurants will be set up throughout the zoo. So as you walk through, you know, enjoy the Tucson weather, you'll be able to try foods from all the different restaurants around Tucson, primarily what their signature items are. You know, for example, you know, somebody's familiar or popular desserts, then they'll have desserts at that station. And you'll just go through and enjoy eating with your friends and mingling and walking through the zoo.
Having a cocktail.
We'll be out having a cocktail. There'll be bars all over the place.
That's good.
Yes.
Nothing like getting hammered with the monkeys, right? sorry, Fred.
So how many are there, I think that you said there's 40 restaurants participating this year. What can we expect? I mean, I assume, like, you know, the likes of Yanos and such, which restaurants are going to be participating?
Oh, do you have a list of the restaurants? To be honest with you right now, hold on.
We can start making stuff up.
I got some for you. Hold on.
All right.
We've got Carrabba's Italian Grill is going to be set up. The Buttercream from Tucson will be having their delicious cupcakes, I'm sure. Claim Jumper. There's El Charo Cafe, El Perador. We'll have some Govinda's Natural Foods. There's the Bamboo Club. So TGI Fridays, Texas Roadhouse.
So it's kind of a smattering of all kinds of restaurants.
You name it, it'll have, you know, if you're in the mood for some Italian food, it'll be there. If you're in the mood for a burger, I'm sure they'll have something like that available. So it'll, you know, meet everybody's needs.
Well, that's great. That's great. And it starts at 6. What time is the live auction?
The live auction will be at 8.
Okay, and what's the signature prizes you guys? Usually you guys have some fantastic piece of jewelry.
I'm sure that they will.
So there'll be jewelry. There might be a trip. There might be all kinds of great things. Art, take away.
Artwork, yes.
That's great. Great event.
Lots of good things,
and
yes.
And all the money raised this year in ZooSan goes to support. Is there something special at the zoo that's going on that we're supporting this year, or is it just for the general welfare of the zoo?
It's for the zoo, but what we've been working towards is building the new habitat so that we can support the breeding and health of the African elephants. So we're hoping to expand that and be able to host having the male and female elephants and help bring back the population.
Now, we want to talk more about the zoo in a future show, but that's really an exciting project, housing a bull elephant and several females, and working toward, you know, let me take a step back, because the zoo isn't just a showcase. It's not like an aquarium where you have fish and you just take a look at them. I mean, this is sort of a functional facility that actually helps with population, education, provides. I mean, there's all sorts of birth control schedules. Population maintenance goes on between the zoos across the country, and I think in some regard some international activity as well. And so, you know, this exhibit that's going to house the African elephants is really important for the future of the species. And I don't know if you're able at this point to talk about it, but, you know, if you can, we can talk about it in future shows.
Yes, I mean, it would be great to, you know, have somebody from the zoo that actually works directly with, you know, the animals there to maybe we could get in contact with them and talk more about what kind of programs they offer through the zoo. Because I do know that, you know, education is a big part of...
Huge part.
That's a huge part. You know, they've expanded and built bigger and better facilities at the zoo so that they can have more children come in and have more people come in and have a close encounter with the animals and learn about how to keep the animals healthy and how to, and you know, save them in the wild. And so it's just, I think the zoo is just a wonderful place.
Well, and I agree. And I'll tell you, I was teasing Fred earlier about feeding the giraffes, but we've had our kids' birthday parties at the zoo. And not only have we fed the giraffes, but we got a behind-the-scenes tour with some of the rhinoceros. And here are our kids. You know, you got a bunch of 6 and 7 and 8 and 9-year-old kids that are scrubbing down these white rhinos.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And it is an amazing experience for them as well to get so close to such a huge animal. And here it is right in the heart of our city where kids have this opportunity to do things like that. It's amazing.
Well, speaking of having, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but speaking of having a close encounter with the animals, last year what they did for one of the auction items at the zoo was you could buy a month of the zoo's calendar, and you could go and meet and greet one of the animals and get your children's picture taken with some of the animals in the zoo and be printed in the zoo's upcoming calendar for the year.
Oh, that's great. That's a great auction item.
You got to get there, and you got to sign up for that because those ones go quick.
I bet you they do.
Yeah.
So final, tell us again, the ZooSon event is
ZooSon with the Beast.
Beast is Saturday, October 2nd at 6 p.m. If you wanted to, you can visit TucsonZoo.org, and that will have more information about ZooSon.
Is that where we can buy our tickets?
Yes, you can buy tickets, or I can also give you the phone number, which is 520-881-4753.
881-4753.
Yes.
Or the zoo website to buy tickets for ZooSon.
Yes.
And all the money goes...
ZooSonZoo.org, and all the money goes towards the zoo and African elephants.
That's wonderful.
Awesome. Appreciate that, Jim.
Thanks so much for your time. Thanks for coming on the show.
It's
such
welcome.
A late time. You did a great job.
Well, thank you guys a lot.
Appreciate
Take
it.
Care.
Good
All
luck.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Now, speaking of selling tickets, Jeff, Tucson Roller Derby, we do have the last set of tickets for the Tucson Roller Derby. It's this Saturday, September 25th, and the kickoff, doors open at 5. The first game is between the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses and the AZRD Bad News Beaters.
Arizona Roller Derby's Bad News Beaters.
Yeah, that's the at 6 p.m. And the second game, which is about 8 o'clock, is the Vice Squad versus the AZRD Brawlerinas.
Brawlerinas. And then they have a halftime show. They have Betty Bourbon and the Black and Blues.
Yeah, you know, roller derby is just a fun activity, taking the kids out and just enjoying some fun activity.
Now, well, and on top of that, Fred, don't forget that the featured charity this week is the Disabled Explorers.
That's right.
So not only is it family fun, but you're actually raising some money.
Yeah, these girls are very philanthropic, and they do a lot of stuff for charities around the community.
And I love the tickets, these two little pink badges.
Yeah.
That's an outstanding ticket.
Perfect.
So.
And you can buy tickets at the Red Garter, at the Surly Winch Pub down on 4th Avenue, at Popsicle, I should say.
Well, you're really having a hard time reading today, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, well...
Brawlerinas.
No, I read that perfectly, correctly. And then Aladdin Graphics. So I think we decided, what, third caller?
Third caller.
Gets the last pair of tickets to Tucson Roller Derby this weekend, September 25th. And on the line, we have with us Michael Guyman, who is heading up something or other. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. How
Hello,
are you
Michael. Good to
Hello.
Hear from you.
Hey, good to hear from you guys. Did I actually hear Litation?
Yes.
Litation.
Yes, Michael. Is that a real word?
Hey, I submitted an application to the Oxford Dictionary folks, and they're going to get it in. If they could put texting
you
in.
You did not.
If they could put, you know, all those fun, you know, new tech kind of words that have been generated through, you know, iPhone usage and text usage and
Fred,
IME.
Just let it go.
I didn't. I'm not,
let it go, Fred.
All right, fine. Hey, so, Michael, we have about 5 minutes. Let's talk about, I don't know, what were you going to talk about? I totally forgot. I mean, the show's gone so darn fast.
It has gone fast today, hasn't it?
I mean, we've talked to Leo Gombieski from the Icecast. We're talking roller derby. We talked about cigars. We talked about
Jessica Zusan.
Right. Well, here, let me jump in here real quick, because I think Zusan is a very good segue into what I wanted to talk to you guys about. And that is, I had an organization called the Metropolitan PMO Alliance, which is, for all intents and purposes, the advocate for the commercial real estate development industry and for land development. And this year, on October 15th, we are holding our 6th annual Common Ground Awards. And we are holding it for the second year in a row at the zoo.
All right.
Very, very similar to the Zusan event. We have we set up about 40 tables out on the grassy lawn, you know, right next to the monkeys, where I believe the Zusan event is. We set up those tables. We have and we give out awards. And we give out awards to those projects that exemplify public-private partnerships. So,
now, Michael, for our listeners that aren't as savvy about this as you are, what does that mean, public-private projects?
So over the summer, like we have the last 6 years, we sent out notices for nominations. And, you know, the different jurisdictions as well as companies throughout the Tucson region submit nominations for projects where the public sector and the private sector had to come together and do something that's sort of out of the ordinary. Obviously, you know, we do focus on, you know, the project itself. You know, we want the project to be of value to this community, but we also like to recognize the fact that when the public sector and the private sector got together, they actually, you know, worked together and turned what might have been a good project into a great project.
Okay, give us an example of who was last year's winner.
Well, we have a number of categories: architecture, economic development, mixed use development, events.
Well, give us an idea of who won an award last year, something that a lot of people might be familiar with.
Sure. One of our award of distinctions, actually, this was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we gave the Phoenix Mars Lander Mission the award of distinction, because obviously, you know, that's something that Tucson can be very proud about, the fact that the U of A worked with a number of companies here in Tucson, as well as with a number of you know, federal agencies, to create the Mars Lander project. One of our awards, well, we're not really calling it an award of distinction, but one of the sort of award of exemplary collaboration is what I think we're going to call it.
Okay,
is the City County Courts project. And I don't know if you know too much about that. I mean, right now it's a big swath of dirt, so not very impressive in that regard. But they excavated about 1,800 bodies and repatriated all of those remains, because that was the site of one of Tucson's first cemeteries. So they expatriated those bodies. They also reburied and honored those bodies that were of Native American descent on the Tohono O'odham Reservation. So that, again, is an example where the public sector, the private sector really came together to do something that was just out of the ordinary.
Well, that's great.
And next year I want to see the Fred Ronstadt Memorial Litation Award.
Are you going to die? Don't you have to die to have a memorial award for?
No, I just want people to remember me for litation. Hey, Michael, thanks a lot.
They're going to remember you for a lot of things, Fred. Tucson, thank you. Have a great, great week. We look forward to talking to you again next week. And go Wildcats.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Local talk at its best.
Up next, you won't believe what's going to happen.
This is Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.